We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I was going to have you open up the segment. Oh, God forbid you open up the segment. I got to put the open on the TV so everybody won't be yelling at me.
Yes.
Lee Westwood is in second.
The fescue. Look at Phil Mickelson on a rampage.
They don't know. They don't see that. They don't know it. He's already on 13?
Yeah.
Good God. When did this start? Let's start at 4 a.m. Oh, there's Phil missing an easy putt. There's your guy. Yeah, there's your guy.
Easy putt. Look at what he's wearing. Right,
looks
now.
Like a bad guy in a movie. Look at him.
He's wearing sunglasses.
I do love. I don't know why I call him your guy. I like Phil Mickelson. I do. I think he's fun. I know there's a lot of other things there, but I mean, when it comes to golf,
he's my favorite for many years. He was my favorite.
Is he still
golfer.
Your favorite? Who's your favorite?
I still enjoy. I think he's great on social media.
Do you have a favorite now?
No, you know what?
I've decided, like,
that is so sad. I do not have a guy that I'm going out of my way to root for.
I have a favorite NASCAR driver now. It's been years since I've had a favorite NASCAR driver. New favorite NASCAR driver? Ross Chastain. Boom, there you go. You like that?
Really?
Yeah, how you like that? I don't have a favorite golfer. And then it's not Scottie Scheffler.
No. I can tell you he definitely would be towards the bottom of my list.
And Miguel Jimenez is on the Champions Tour. He's my favorite Champions Tour.
What about Angel Cabrera?
Smoke him if you got him, baby. That was a great... Jim Nantz did that as they were going to break one time. He fired up a cigarette, and Jim Nantz said, smoke him if you got him. And now I'm just realizing why you just said Angel Cabrera, right. And we are moving on. So coming up at 8:20 this morning, Mary Kay Cabot is going to join us on the show. God, you are a bastard. So... You and I got into a big argument yesterday. Big, 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 big fight yesterday. And I didn't mean to be a big fight because, you know, on further review, I don't think that we were really fighting. I think that you can understand. And what I saw, because Joey put the video up online, and the results were as emotional and as polarizing and as 50-50 split as I think I'm going to see. The people who agreed really vehemently agreed. The other people who disagreed, I think that they kind of got the argument wrong. This is not a dollars for donuts argument, the argument we got into yesterday that Owen played a snippet of in the open. This is not a dollars to donuts argument about the Guardians and the Cleveland Browns. So somehow the Cavs got left out of this, but it's not a dollars for donuts argument between those two franchises because there isn't one. I mean, one franchise has been on hard time for daddy, and the other team has been a consistent, good franchise. That's not up for debate here. The debate was really the ownership and whether or not they wanted to win or win at all. I do think that, and I said this a million times over, and I think that a lot of people just got caught up in their anger at the Browns and at the Haslams for owning the Browns and being a 3-14 football team last year and trying to dig themselves out of this quagmire of what they are. And I think a lot of people were just upset about that. And I go, wait a minute. No, hold on here. Because if you listen to the entire clips that are online, 92.3thefan.com and on our YouTube and on our Facebook and everything like that, you'll hear it. Because I don't think that you and I think we disagreed on how much maybe the Dolans really want to win. But I've never once, and I won't say that the Dolans or Paul Dolan is an irresponsible owner. He's not an irresponsible owner. I think that's why he thinks that makes him a good owner, because he is a responsible owner and has given them an opportunity to be a competitive team every single year. The issue, I think, is with everybody when they look at it and go, I don't root for responsibility. The general fan, the Joe Sixpack fan, does not root for you being responsible. They root for you to go for the gusto. So in the world of our professional sports, which are in this city, I have two teams. One made a tremendous, tremendous strong move that ended up blowing up in their face and is still blowing up. It's a perpetual tire fire of that deal that they made. But they made it in the effort to go and try to win a Super Bowl, not to make their whole fan base mad at them. They don't do anything to make him mad at him, to try to make him mad at him anyway. The other one, they made a very strong move that was an effort to try to win it all, and it hasn't blown up in their face. We'll see where it goes, but they made a strong move, and they've been very successful with that strong move. But those two teams did it to win it all. The Guardians don't do things to win it all. And when we are in this generation of sports where it's not just, hey, let's just enjoy the professional sports, that's not what anybody's in it for anymore. Yeah, that's not going to resonate with the fans. That was my entire point. I fear the day Paul Dolan transfers ownership to somebody else with the full power of the franchise, because I don't know that person and they're not from here. And I always feel it's buyer beware with that sort of thing. But damn, like, I do not believe that he is a guy, and I'm not going to back down from this at all. He is not a guy that is going to make a very, very, very strong move in an effort to try to win it all. No. And you know that as well.
Well, but he did in 2016. You would say they did in 2017. They did with the Edwin Encarnacion.
I think that's as close to it as it was.
And you didn't say those years they
still went.
Wait, we did radio. You said they were all in those years.
I said they've gone. I said they went as all. I said they would go as all in as Paul Dolan would believe that's all in. But we still remember in the 2016 season after the 20.
Did they go all in those years
after the 2016 season? There were still people who were wanting more.
Well, you're always but that's God. That's every team in Major League Baseball. When they lose, I mean, outside of the Dodgers, maybe the Mets, even though the Mets seem upset every year at the end of the year, don't all the teams say, I wish we would have spent more money
with the other two teams?
So I just think that's, I gotta just stop you there. I just think,
well, you're not gonna stop me doing anything. But
that's part of the thing
interject.
I think you continue to miss is it there. It's not just spend money means you're trying to win it all. Like, I think in the NFL, like, we confuse that because the Browns have spent more money the last 5 years, that they're trying harder than all the other teams. Spending money is not even that smart in the NFL because it means you're buying free agents. What do we know about free agents in the NFL?
Well, they're free agents for a reason.
They're probably on the downside of their career. Mostly, the guys that are the best in the NFL are the guys in a part of that rookie deal and maybe the next deal. And they never even become free agents to begin with, the best players. They get locked up by their team. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're trying harder. I really want to win. Oh, I'm going to spend more money.
And where I think that you miss the point
is... it's actually a dumber way to do business.
And where I think that you miss the point is that when the Guardians...
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Excuse me, when the Browns and Cavaliers have a player that's worth holding on to, they're not going to move on from that player. They're going to do what they can to keep that player.
Yeah, but if the Guardians did that every time, it would just come at the expense of the rest of the ball club.
Does Stephen Kwan?
Would it not?
And that part of is a baseball problem. And
right.
Paul Dolan is
right.
An owner in professional baseball. That means he's part of the problem.
Well, then fine. Then why is that? I mean, I guess why would anybody watch baseball if they thought that it was such a problem that none of the teams
team.
are really trying?
Team.
Well, right. But I think that's my bigger point in all of this. Is it's so much more of a baseball problem, obviously. And then when I ask people, okay, give me a number, what do the Dolans need to spend for you to then concede they're trying to win? Because I think they're trying to win now. But
they're trying to win. They're trying to win, or are they trying to win at all?
So, but what I get back to this every time, and I don't really get an answer.
Letting Josh Naylor go and all the other moves is trying to win?
I don't really get an answer from you. What would it mean to try to win at all? Isn't it just in baseball, the goal is to get to the postseason, and then we all admit it's a total crapshoot? Isn't that what everybody says about baseball? Even the people, even Jason Stark, when we have on...
I don't think so.
Don't they always come on and say, well, it's baseball?
I don't think
it's baseball. When Clayton Kershaw is the best pitcher in baseball, and then in a series... just self-destructs. What's baseball?
So
we don't say that the team that has Clayton Kershaw wasn't trying to win,
so the
right?
The Dodgers and Mets just spend all that money because they don't want to win? I don't understand your point.
They are spending the most to give them the biggest margin for error. But we concede.
So you're saying it's not a crapshoot.
We do concede.
So you're saying it's not a crapshoot.
No, it totally is a crapshoot.
No, it's not based on luck.
You haven't said baseball's a crapshoot.
So wait a minute.
You, Ken Carmen, are looking me in the eye right now. You're telling me you've never said baseball
I'm sure I have.
You're sure you have? You have.
But
I know you have. I've done the radio show with you.
We also, in the words of you.
Don't just cave on the argument you've made over the years about how baseball is different from the other sports.
And in your words, we have the right to new information. And I have new information.
So how many teams are trying to win it all
so
in baseball right now?
So we lost to the New York Yankees because of luck last year? We lost because of luck.
I'm asking you, how many teams...
Juan Soto just got lucky?
How many teams in baseball...
Juan Soto got lucky.
How many teams in baseball are trying to win it all in Ken Carman's new... I've got new information definition.
7, 8?
I think it's less than that.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean other teams can't win, right? Because we do have other teams win.
There doesn't mean that other teams can't win in other sports for the love of God.
So, like, when the Royals...
I think you would say that the Cavaliers were trying harder to win it all than the Indiana Pacers. Guess what team went to the finals?
Sure. And obviously, I think it's kind of funny that we have this argument when we have a team in town that has gone out of their way to lose games like they did the last 7 games of last year or the years that they tanked and were the definition of tanking. And you never would admit it, but everybody else outside of you knew that the Browns were tanking when they had Jim Jackson.
But they were tanking.
Saying the Haslams are doing everything they can to win. I give you perfect examples of the team that tanked and was trying to lose. When have the Guardians ever tried to lose?
I never said the Guardians have tried to lose.
They haven't tried to lose. They have.
But have they done what's necessary to go all in to try to win?
But you're telling me the team that's tried to lose is trying to go all in. No, they're not. I can give you years that they weren't. I can give you stretches. The Browns last year, final 7 games, were trying to lose. Why is what the Guardians are doing that much more in your face despicable than the Browns when they're trying to lose?
No one called the Guardians despicable for running a good franchise.
I mean, you've seemed to make fun of them over the last week.
I didn't make fun of them either.
Rate them over the Coles while the Browns are trying to win. They're trying too hard, Anthony. That's the problem with the Browns. They're just trying too hard.
I didn't say that either.
But yet they have less wins than just about everybody.
You're very good at putting words in my mouth that I never said. It's pretty outstanding.
I do the show with you for years. 2016, 2017, everybody in this town agreed that the Guardians / Indians were trying to win it all.
Of course.
But now today I'm hearing Ken say, when have the Dolans ever tried to win it hard?
I didn't say whenever.
I don't know the years we did the show together.
I didn't say whenever. 10 years ago. It's been nearly a decade.
So you're changing your mind already.
I've had a Cavs team do it 3 times since. I've had a Browns team do it twice since, try to go all in and try to win it all. I've had a Guardians team do it once, and when we get to the ownership, really once in 25 years of ownership. One time, and even that I think is up for debate with the fan base. And again, you call it a crapshoot. The Yankees did not beat us on accident. They did not beat us by rolling the dice.
But we know if we were to get to the World Series and we were playing the Dodgers, right? Or the Mets or whatever.
We would feel like a massive underdog.
Yes, of course we would.
But
that's not a Dolan problem. You could spend another $100 million. You'd still be massive underdogs.
He is an owner in Major League Baseball. That means he is a part of Major League Baseball. He is a voting member in Major League Baseball. That means he is part of the problem.
I mean, they tried last year to get 10 other teams in Major League Baseball.
It's not Paul Dolan's fault. It's everybody else's fault, even though he's part of the owners of Major League Baseball.
They tried to get 10 other owners last year in baseball. So you say they're part of the problem. They tried to get all these owners to come with them and start their own TV network to recoup some of the losses. Guess what the other teams did at the last second? They all ran away, took the guaranteed money they could for the last year.
I feel really bad for Paul.
So, no, I'm not asking you to feel bad for him, but just acknowledge the reality that they're just not playing the same sport. By the way, when you get your new owner in, and you agreed with me on this, you don't think the new owner's going to change anything.
No!
So it's a baseball problem, not a Dolan problem.
He's an owner in professional baseball. I can't explain.
Sure, but so will the next owner. Okay. We'll also be an owner in professional baseball. Okay. So you're admitting that this isn't a Dolan problem. It's a baseball
problem.
What
do you believe is closer to the truth? Stephen Kwan being extended or Stephen Kwan being traded?
Probably. I've actually waffled on this a little bit. I actually think it's Kwan being extended.
Really?
I don't think he's played as well. Mm. I don't think he's been as good to command the money that I thought he might get. So I think they might be able to keep him. Which is part of the problem in baseball. You almost have to root for your guy not to be amazing. Because if he's amazing, you can't keep him.
But it's baseball's fault, even though Paul Dolan's an owner of baseball.
That is 100% a baseball problem.
He's an owner in the game.
Why do you think everybody thinks Skeens is not going to be a Pittsburgh Pirate?
And they don't blame the owner for that over there?
I think they blame baseball first.
They
don't have enough owners.
I think you go listen to 5 minutes at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, and they blame the owner on that. Yes, absolutely.
Their fans do, but when we have the national guys on, they don't blame these small owners.
Yeah, of course, because they look at it from a different perspective.
Right.
I'm talking about people who care about their teams.
An unbiased perspective, not the ones of the people here that are suffering because the teams aren't winning. The national guys all say the same thing. It's okay. A baseball problem. It's a baseball problem.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.